1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome in, everyone, to Kennamett Mellon High School as we get set for the start of the PIAA state playoffs here on the WJPA Sports Network. Welcome to the Visit Green County pregame show. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, by Camera Barlotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more about Camera at CameraForSenate.com. By the Day Insurance Agency, it's on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half a century of service. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Long odd, visitgreen.org. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. And by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Bob Ork was along with Tom Drakely. Tom will be joining us in a second. This one features Governor Mifflin. They're the number 8 seed out of District 3, a much larger district. They're 18-9 under head coach Mike Clark. Kennamett Mellon 21-4 under John Fontana. They are the WPIL champions, so the top seed out of District 7, the first time ever that they are WPIL champions. We'll get you set. We'll talk about both teams when we come back. You are listening to the Visit Green County pregame show right here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Barlotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Kennamett Mellon High School as we get started with the PIAA state playoffs here tonight. This is round one of the 6A tournament, and Kennamett Mellon 21-4 under John Fontana. This team, for the first time ever in their 50-year history, won their first WPIL championship. This senior class is part of what a fantastic turnaround for the Big Macs. So I welcome in Tom Drakely with us. Tom, they win their first ever WPL championship, right? But now you got to gear up. They got to forget about that. You can celebrate it because it's Friday. You get a little extra time to do that. But you got to gear up for another tournament if you're the Big Macs. Sometimes not the easiest thing to do.
Well, we have seen in the past where WPL champions have actually lost their first round game and had a difficult time getting themselves geared back up. talked to Coach Fontana earlier. We talked about that very subject, Bob, and, you know, he's not as concerned, although he said, our first practice was awful. And he said, but that's okay. We practiced poorly in the past, and we've done well. They had a great, spirited practice yesterday. He thinks they're ready, and, you know, the key for them, Bob, honestly, they're one of the best team defenses that I have ever seen. They talk, they communicate, they do an excellent job in half-court defense, and I think that travels regardless. You can miss shots, but you got to defend.
We'll see about that tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the Visit Greene County pregame show. So Cannon McMillan won the championship over Norwin, the third time those two teams played, 50-38. Last year, they lost in the semifinals to Norwin. They got into the state plus and beat Alderdice. This is a senior class that had just one section win, so it's quite an arc. Three of those seniors in the starting lineup. They are talented and they are experienced. When we talk about Governor Mifflin, a little bit less. But those seniors have led the way, so that is a big plus, right? Because you need to gear up. When you have an experienced team like that, Tom, that's a big bonus.
Well, and I think this experience will help them this evening. And as you just mentioned, and you look at Governor Mifflin's roster, Bob, they're very young. I mean, they have a lot of young players, ninth graders, 10th graders. Those seniors that Cannon McMillan has on their roster, they are experienced. They have been through this now, and they won a state playoff game last year against Alderdice. I happened to be at that game. So I think they're primed for this, and I really expect them to make a good run throughout this state tournament.
Coach Fontana mentioned it too. They've won 8 playoff games together, so they are very experienced. We're going to take another quick break. Talk a little bit about Governor Mifflin if we get a chance to. Thank you for tuning in to the Visit Greene County pregame show right here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan as we start the PIAA State Playoffs. Thanks for tuning in to the Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. I'm Bob Workwist alongside Tom Drakely. No seniors on this Governor Mifflin team at all. They start 4 juniors and a sophomore. One of the juniors, I'm going to get the punt out of the way early, is super. Bella super. She's a junior, already over 1,200 career points on, and you and I saw her draining some threes from the volleyball line in the pregame warm-ups.
She's impressive. I watched her on film several games. She will shoot the long three. She will drive the basketball. I think the key to stopping her is to make sure she doesn't get in the paint, number one. And number two, when she does settle for that long shot, get a hand up. Make sure you block out, get that rebound. Don't give them second and third shot opportunities.
18-9 for the Mustangs, 21-4 for the Big Macs. That'll do it for our Visit Greene County pregame show. We'll take a quick break. We will get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off right after this. You're watching coverage of Kenny McMillan, Governor Mifflin, the state playoffs on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Okay, we'll keep it here. Thanks for watching the Visit Greene County pregame show. First time WPIL champions for the Big Macs. This is a program that started back in 1976, so their 50th year they win the WPIL championship. Victories over Mount Lebanon, Seneca Valley, and then Norwin. They gave up 42 against Seneca Valley, their closest game in the playoffs, but a 12-point victory over Norwin. They had a bigger lead in that game, but it got within four in the second half. Here's the strange thing about District 3. So the Berks County playoffs for Governor Mifflin, they win five straight, but they're upset by Exeter Township. They've only won two of four playoff games. Their win over Effordah was enough to get them in the state playoffs, but they've got three losses since then, Tom. So they're going to try to pull it back together. Maybe the reset a little different for the Mustangs than it was for the Big Macs.
Oh, absolutely. But the other thing, too, that you have to remember, they drove about 3.5 hours to get here. And you never know how that bus ride affects you. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to be a worthy opponent. There's no question. And I know talking to Coach Fontana, he will not take things lightly. That's the thing I like about him. He keeps it real. And he tells his kids exactly what they have to do. I looked at his scouting report. It looked like a college scouting report. They're ready to go. And I'm sure they're anxious to get it started. But I expect them to play well on the heels of winning that championship.
You see the starting lineups on your screen. George Martin, Super Case are all juniors for the Mustangs. Saray Redinger is the sophomore. Mike Clark is in his 14th season at Governor Mifflin. He spent 4 years at Ole Valley as well. He's got 333 career wins, 240 of those at Governor Mifflin. He's also got 14 Berks County titles, which is the most in Berks County, but the last came in 2022. There you see the starters for the Big Macs. John Fontana is in his third year. Claire Miller Barella are the seniors. Saunders is a junior. Brooke Stanton is a sophomore. John Fontana spent 7 years as an assistant at Upper St. Clair, two WPIL finals in his time at Upper St. Clair, now winning a WPIL championship here for the Kenny McMillan Big Macs.
Well, in the institution of Brooke Stanton, he put her in the starting lineup midway through the season, Bob. She's kind of changed things around. She is very athletic. She's got size and length, and she can knock down the perimeter shot as well. They got off to a great start at the Peterson Event Center. I'm looking for them to have a similar start, and I think they need to do that. You don't want to give a team that's new to this any reason to think, okay, we can play with this team and beat them. So you want to come out strong.
I'm going to give you two facts here, being an ex-coach, Tom, that you'll appreciate.
Okay.
Against Seneca Valley in the semifinals, Kenny McMillan, 7 of 8 from the free throw line in the last 40 seconds of that game.
Correct.
At the Pete, they were 14 of 24, but 12 of 18 in the fourth quarter.
You know,
coaches love that.
I love it because I have said for years, if you can make your free throws and your layups, you're going to win close games. But you have to make foul shots. And down the stretch, they knocked them down. And that gave them the win at the Pete. There's no question about it. Gave them that nice cushion that they needed.
Thank you. That is our Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network. It is the maroon, white, a little bit of gray for the Mustangs moving right to left. That is the white, blue, and gold for the Big Macs here at home and the big Kenny McMillan logo. We will start this one off with Saunders jumping center against Redinger. tap is tied up as it went in the hands of Bridget Martin and Madison Clare. So we get a do-over.
Right, that's a do-over. No possession established.
First possession, first three. We talked about Bella Super. She introduces herself right away with a basket to start this one.
Yeah, that was a little inside the three-point line. How about that?
She answered the other end. And a three-pointer for the big box. Faye Saunders, 3-2, Cannon McMillan.
Only a 30% three-point shooter, but she can make them.
Yeah, the junior averages about 9 points a game for the big max. So they're up one. And match it up. A matchup zone and a switch. There's the long three from Super. That's too strong. Rebounded by Stanton. Here comes Cannon McMillan. Bringing into the forecourt with Borelli, who's a West Liberty commit. That's knocked away on the baseline. It'll be an inbound for the Big Macs as Borelli tends to her shoelace.
Well, and they want to get the basketball out off of misses and try to push it down to beat them, give them a chance to, number one, they don't get a chance to set their press up, number two, or their half-court defense.
They'll lob it in the Big Macs. That is Saunders. Quick ball movement. Sam Miller back to Saunders. Left-handed hook shot. No. Fighting for the rebound. It's tapped. It's Big Macs. That is blocked. Another opportunity. That is put up and in by Lauren Barella. A 5-2 lead for the Big Macs.
Well, and they do that very well, Bob. They are great on the offensive boards. Kept it alive. Lauren Barella.
Yeah, a couple of taps to get to Barella. She's also plus 9 a game. All three games in the playoffs, Barella's been in double figures. A spin by Super off the glass. She has all four for the Mustangs.
I'll tell you what, Super is a player.
Watch the tape. I saw a couple of video clips of her
on
the social medias. We see it in person here early. Lob right blocks. That is no good. Rebound on the backside. Pulled down by Bridget Martin. Here come the Mustangs. Super on the right wing. She'll fire up a three. Got it.
Wow.
She's got all seven.
And what you don't want to do if you're the Big Macs is get her in that good feeling. You want to take her away from her.
Driving a scoop and a foul. We'll get Sam Miller to the free throw line. When we come back, a quick break on NFHS right here in the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Sam Miller splits the pair.
Cannon McMillan has changed their defense. They put Brooke Stanton, a taller defender, on Super. Probably a great move.
You can see it right there, Stanton. You talked about her a little bit, a 5'11", and Super 5'7".
Right.
And then an overthrow and a turnover for the Mustangs. Chance to retake the lead for the Big Macs, trailing by a point. High post Saunders. Near side Stanton. Flips it over. There's Sam Miller to the left wing and a drive back out. There's a three. That's a little bit short. Goes out. It'll be Governor Mifflin possession and a one-point lead.
Sam Miller started so hot on Saturday. She made four threes early in that game, and that was the momentum that they needed to get it going. A little bit off on her first three-point shot tonight.
Sam Miller will be playing basketball not far from here at Washington and Jefferson College.
W&J.
In the NCAA tournament, both teams. I got an update forthcoming on the men's team for you. Bridget Martin gets it back. Good hands and a steal. Takeaway by Saunders. She'll drive. Left it short, though. Rebound is tied up. And we're getting an alternate possession. Or are they calling a
jump ball?
A jump ball.
Yeah, great job by Stanton that time.
Yeah, great hands.
I thought Saunders had an easy shot, but she left it go too hard off the backboard. But Saunders.
Yeah, she tied it up with Super.
Super, yes.
Inbound for the Big Macs. Right baseline. Out to Stanton. Here's that a drive. That's off the window, a little bit strong from Saunders. And that rebound is controlled by Bella Stuper. Up the court she goes. Reniger lays it up and in transition. First basket from someone other than Super, although she gets the assist. Quick answer at the other end, and Super fouls Cannon McMillan to the free throw line as we step aside on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country, Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Both free throws for Brooke Stanton are good. Big Max back within one at 9-8.
Brooke Stanton almost in a total deny defensively on Super on the right wing.
It's almost like she's playing the box in one.
Yeah, I think
she
is.
She's got her back to the basketball.
Yep, and I would do that.
Good block by Madison Clare. Transition for the Big Max. Barella, she is fouled. While she shoots too, we will take a quick break as well, right here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Oh, not a foul, so not a shooting foul. So keep it here. Did we get one? No, we got to travel.
Yeah, I thought she walked.
One too many steps for Brooke Stanton and a turnover for the Big Man.
Well, she tried the duck under move, but if you watched her pivot foot, she definitely moved it.
Here's the mismatch. Super is fouled by Faye Saunders. Super will shoot you. Now we'll step aside on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list, and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price, and so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Super with both free throws, 9 of the 11 points for the Mustangs. The mismatch is, Tom, Super coming up in the half-court defense. It's a little different. There's a nice long jumper top of the key for Saunders, who has 5. But Super has the speed, the quickness over Brooke Stanton full-court-wise.
Yeah, and she beat her down the floor. And they talked about that. You have got to get back in transition. Do not give her easy looks. Make her work hard. Oops.
On point game, could have been a travel, no whistle. And a right wing three by Brooklyn George, no good. Chance for the Big Macs to take the lead. Great pass up court, but the layup attempt by Claire is underneath. She got too far underneath the basket.
Yes, she did, and that's the fourth time where they had easy looks, Bob. I thought they should have scored, and they haven't. Big Macs got to make the easy baskets.
I like the fact that they're looking for that transition.
Oh, absolutely.
Just got to make the baskets at the other end. There's a steal, good hands. Madison Clare, she breaks away alone. Layup is no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off the hands of Brooke Stanton.
Again, that's another easy layup they should have had. Now, you could say, is that rust? No, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, she kind of eased up on that, and I thought she should have gone right to the basket strong. When you ease up, sometimes you miss it, and she did.
That's another transition. Basket that left off. They're down one.
Yeah,
that really should be up 4 or 6, maybe.
That's the fourth transition bucket they should have made.
Olivia Ross is in. 2 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist, plus great job with the national anthem.
Oh, she's
tremendous.
Oh, my gosh, she was tremendous. And again, look how she's guarding Super.
Wants to head to Pitt, does Olivia Ross, and maybe Minor and Theater also involved in the chorus here, Cannon McMillan.
I like this
school musical sister act where she was the lead.
She's so talented as a student and as overall. Yeah, she's going to be in the play. I'm going to see the play.
You have to give me the scouting report.
I will.
We'll talk about her defense. We'll get her singing later. We know that's good.
There's turnover.
Another steal. Great hands.
Oh.
Good save on the baseline by Saunders. She is triple teamed. The tie-up will get possession back for Governor Mifflin.
That was an awfully quick tie-up that time. I mean, wow.
She's triple teams.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't like the tie-up call.
Left baseline inbound for the Mustangs. They lead by one. They've got it on the right wing. That's Bridget Martin. They're not deep.
No, they're not, and they rely on Super for so much of their offense. So, ooh.
No whistle. Could have been a moving screen. Long three for Super. Back iron, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by George. She gets it inside to Jatiah Case. Back to the near side. That is a missed three. Rebound is deflected. Another long rebound by Renninger, and she throws it off of Kenna McMillan's Faye Saunders to keep possession.
Yeah, second and third shot opportunities, and those always come back to haunt you.
So it'll be a side in across the way for Brooklyn George. Inbounds to Martin. She goes near the logo to reset the offense. And it is, again, Ross, Olivia Ross, in just face guarding Bella Super on the right wing.
Yeah, and I know John doesn't like a lot of gimmicks, but in this case, I think it's very warranted. She got off to such a hot start.
She's got 9 points, so she's at 1283 for her career. That warrants.
Yes, attention.
Junk defense and attention. That's you, well said.
You better believe it.
A patient possession here for the Mustangs. Martin near half court again. This is 35 seconds after the inbound, and more than that after the two offensive rebounds. That's good hands, knocked right back to Martin, though. Her lob is too tall. Good job defensively by the Big Macs. They'll get possession back.
And that's what I mean when I talk about their team defense. They're so good at just staying in and guarding, and they caused the turnover.
Now a chance to retake the lead. They've been stuck at minus one for quite a bit of this first quarter. Sam Miller has it. She'll go left wing. Borella puts it out to Ross. She'll come near side. Back to Miller. Miller out to Madison Clare. She's a West Virginia Wesleyan recruit. Top of the key, Saunders. Good patient offensive set. We're under a minute. 45 seconds left. Borella. Now Saunders. Everyone is touched, but it's all perimeter, so maybe holding for one.
Yeah, I think at this point they're looking at one good shot. Now if you get a layup, if you don't turn it over.
Great. Super had it. Borella dives. Keeps it up. A three is no good. And this rebound is snagged by Brooklyn George. 23 for the Mustangs. Up, but they get it to Super, steps on the sideline. And the Mustangs turn it over with 22 seconds left. As in off the bench is Isabella Babitsky for the Big Macs.
Yeah, Babitsky is another high-energy player, and she can come in, contribute both offensively and defensively, Bob. I like her. Just a sophomore.
So now you get the reset with Super stepping on the sideline. Coach Clark is not happy about it. I'm not sure he could see it.
Well, they got 18
across the way.
Going for one, I'm sure.
Now they pull it out at half court, 14. Ball in the hands of Borella with 10 seconds. We're down to 7. Borella comes right. She's open for 3. It's on its way. It's no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Ross throws it into the hands of Case as the first quarter comes to an end. After one at Kenna McMillan, it is Governor Mifflin 11, Kenna McMillan 10. You're watching coverage and listening to coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back on NFHS, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Bob Workless, Tom Drakely, Eric and Brandon Bennett, and Cam Pritz, our crew tonight, doing a great job. There's an open drive for Claire, right side, 12-11 Big Max.
Nobody picked her up. She just had an easy lay-in, and she knocked it down.
Listen, if you're going to leave Route 19 that wide open, someone better take the lane. It was Madison Claire.
Oh, I like Madison Claire. Good player.
Three from the left wing, missed by George, rebounded by Super. She's on the right wing, spinning her way to the elbow, down the right blocks. Great job to get to the hoop, missed it, and Claire has the rebound for the Big Max. Off the floor, it is Bobitsky. Bobitsky is fouled by Brooklyn George. She'll shoot two as we step aside on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Isabella Bobitsky split the pair. 13-11 lead for the Big Max, and a layup missed by Renninger. Rebounded by Cannon McMillan. And here comes CM from left to right. Trying to go coast to coast. Perella pulls it back out from the free throw line. Saunders, no good. Good rebound underneath Bobitsky. She has it swiped away, though, by Bella Super. And Super is fouled in the backcourt by Bobitsky.
Yeah, not a good foul. Just let it go. Get back, play your defense.
So still 9 points for Super, Tom, but put your coach's hat on, right? It's about adjustments sometimes.
Well, you have to make those adjustments.
Right, that adjustment by John Fontana has limited Super. 30-second timeout by the Mustangs will break as well on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
With Tom Drakely, Bob Work was 13-11 lead for Cannon McMillan. We're a minute and eight into the second quarter. State playoffs get underway. Winner of this one gets the winner of the game between the City League champions, Alderdice, and the third team from District 7, the WPL Upper St. Clair. That's a rematch either way, a season rematch where the Big Macs beat Upper St. Clair twice, or last year the first ever state playoff win for Cannon McMillan was over Alderdice. Layup at the other end. We're tied at 13.
Yeah, nice.
Kate Jatiah Tace, excuse
me. Yes, and that was a really good screen and roll that time.
There's an answer at the other end. The layup is good for Lauren Borella. She has four, and it's 15-12. So Tace at one end and Borella at the other end.
They've been getting quality shots. They've just got to make those easy ones they missed, Bob. If they clean that up a little bit, they'll be in great shape.
Stanton is back in, and she's face guarding Super on the left wing this time.
Yeah, and I like that strategy. I would do it all day. I double team her when she starts to drive.
There she is. She'll step back for three.
Those
no
are
good.
Hard shots.
Real by Stanton. Stanton was good defense. That's confidence of Super. Great transition, but Super got a piece of the Bobitsky layup. Here comes the Mustangs in transition. Top of the key, three. That rims out, and it's rebounded by Bobitsky off the miss from Jatiah Case.
Yeah, Babitsky's done a really nice job, especially on the board. She's very active.
Around the screen comes Saunders, lost it. Saray Renninger picks it up, turnover. In transition, it's Super. Switches hands and finishes left side to tie the game at 15. She's got 11 of their 15.
Yeah, averages 19 a game, almost 20 a game, but halfway home already, just starting the second quarter.
All-state player last year. Easy to see why in person. There's a three. Way strong for the Big Max. Rebound tied up between Bobitsky and Case. And the arrow gives the ball over to the Mustangs as off the bench Sam Miller will re-enter for the Big Max. And first time we'll see Kinsey Gebhard in, the freshman for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they have a lot of underclassmen, as we mentioned earlier in the pre-broadcast. This team's going to be something to deal with here in the future.
They've been in the state playoffs for a while, but not for the first time since 2019, if my numbers are correct. But they're a great team in the Berks County. Fourth foul was driving to the near side was Bridget Martin. Faye Saunders is called for the personal. It'll be a left baseline inbound for Governor Mifflin.
Yeah, and Saunders picked up her second foul. That's a factor.
Yeah, she's the one right now guarding Super. Martin will drive to the left. Block's tied up. Good defense, says Faye Saunders. Tied her up. Turnover on the tie-up. Gives the ball over to the Big Macs as Bella Urso comes in for Kenna McMillan.
Bella Urso played some quality minutes down at the Pete, and I thought she did an excellent job. When they were in some foul trouble, she came in and steadied the ship.
Madison Clare also backing off the bench for Kenna McMillan. Tied at 15. 4:45 turning here, second quarter. Miller on the left wing. Top of the key. Urso. Stanton will drive. She's fouled on the floor by Kinsey Gebhardt. Good quick step, right? You got to know what you want to do when you're getting that pass on the wing.
Yeah, and she would have gotten all the way to the rim that time. That was an excellent move that by Stanton that time.
Team fouls are two apiece here in the second quarter. Inbound for the Big Macs. Forecourt right back to the inbounder. Left-handed shot. No follow. No. Third opportunity is tied up. The miss by Saunders. Then Urso got her hands on the rebound. The tie-up gives the ball back over with the arrow to the Mustangs.
Yeah, and Saunders had a quality look. She just a little too strong off the backboard. They've missed, oh my, at least six makeable shots already, Bob. Comes back to haunt you.
You don't want to look back, right?
Uh-oh, don't like this.
An overplay. Super's open. She wants to go coast to coast. Gets tied up. That's good hands by Urso. And the rebound on the miss grabbed by Saunders.
Yeah, great job by Urso. I know the visitors wanted a foul there, but I didn't see any.
I had all ball, and the nice collapse by three white jerseys on Super. Three at the other end is no good. Side iron on the miss by Stanton, rebounded by Super. She crosses over, steps back, hands it off to Martin. Martin will flip it to the right side to Gebhardt. Gebhardt back to Bridget Martin. She's at the logo. Super's in the left corner. Martin finds room, drives and scores down the left blocks. First basket for Bridget Martin, and the lead is two for the Mustangs, 17-15. Stanton, right baseline. Urso, she'll drive, find room from the right wing to score. We're tied at 17.
How about Bella Urso went right to the basket and scored. Great move by the young lady there.
Sophomore, her first points.
Yeah, she did great.
17 apiece. Nice drive from the left wing. Renninger. Martin at the logo again. Super is in the right corner this time. Martin with fire three. Way strong. Good rebound by Faye Saunders.
Yeah, Saunders has done an excellent job on the defensive boards.
Saunders plus seven a game. Rebounding. The best for the Big Macs. That's foul number two in the fourth quarter against Bella. Super foul at the near elbow.
Yeah, and if you're Governor Mifflin, the one player you can ill afford to lose to fouls would be Bella Super.
Off the bench, re-entering is Brooklyn George for the Mustangs. For the Big Macs, Lauren Barella is back in. She'll inbound baseline right.
I like this set. They'll do a lot of screening here.
Last time they went back to the inbounder, which was Saunders. This time it's Barella. It's an open three from the near side. No good from Sam Miller, rebounded by George for the Mustangs.
Yeah, wide open on the look, just a little bit strong on the delivery.
Sometimes you take that, right? You don't have to go back there. If you're open,
you got to take that one.
You got to take the open shot, indeed.
Yeah, she can knock that down. I mean, she's missed two, but she's very capable.
Super to Martin. Back out near half court. A little bit of a weave of Brooklyn George. And they try to run that. They're in the left forecourt near the volleyball line.
Well, they like to do that, and they like to drive out of it, Bob. So you'll see them, if they run that little dribble handoff, they'll try to get a drive off of it.
The last basket they got, Tom, was Martin off of that set.
Exactly.
And the drive down the left blocks. Brooklyn George, they're slowing it up a little bit.
Well, these slow down things, you know, sometimes they backfire, but it's setting up a low possession basketball game right now.
It's all part of the chess match.
Oh, and we got one going on.
Maybe the fans are happy with that. Wait a few years, that problem will be solved.
Exactly.
They go into the set now. It is Brooklyn George at a foul, I believe, against Urso.
I think so.
It is Bella Urso.
Well, these officials, I'll tell you what, right now, if you're a player, you have to understand and recognize that the officials are calling everything. So when you defend, you cannot put your hands on them. You cannot body them. They're going to blow the whistle. So they've set the tempo here. Got to follow through with it.
Two fouls are three apiece. Inbound for the Mustangs into the backcourt. Now four court left for Bridget Martin. As we're near a minute and a half to go in this first half. Tied at 17. It was a one-point lead for Governor Mifflin after one. And that's a foul by Sam Miller way out near the logo.
Well, each team, now that's the fourth on Cannon McMillan, so the next becomes the two-shot foul. And again, I think Governor Mifflin is saying, we're going to try to value each possession. If they're going to play that denial defense on Super, we're going to try to run our stuff and be patient.
Just 6 points for the Mustangs in the second quarter. Seven for the Big Macs, tied at 17 with a minute 15 left. Martin, Super way out in their half court, trying to get past Saunders, against a double team. Stops and pops.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I'll tell you what.
That's fantastic defense, and
yep,
she just beats it.
She did, and she did a little step back from way beyond the three-point line.
She's got 14 of their 20. Good passing, but right side Stanton missed. Rebound underneath by Claire. She is fouled. She will shoot two. We'll take a quick break on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
First free throw, no good. Second is good. First for Claire. She had missed her first three.
Well, and she's normally a very good free throw shooter. Now, Super's out with three fouls. Here's a little half-court, full-court press by the Big Macs.
Well,
there you go.
Overpass, but it's tracked down by Gebhardt on the far side. That would have been an easy layup.
Oh, my goodness.
For Reniger.
Wide open.
Oh. And now it's a straight man-to-man. Well, not a bad idea to rest Super late before halftime.
Well, she's picked up three fouls. That last foul was on her.
That's three fouls, too, and a rest, which will extend. But you mentioned it. That's not the player you wanted foul trouble. Good hands. Miller knocked it away from behind. Here come the Big Macs. Chance to tie or take the lead. Driving to the hole. No good. The layup short by Barella. And then she fouls Bridget Martin on the rebound. Actually, the foul is going to go against Madison Clare. But there's another layup missed.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If John has much hair left, he's losing it tonight because they have missed. That's got to be six or seven easy shots, Bob. You got to make those.
11.2 left. 20-18. Governor Mifflin, they go to the free throw line.
Yeah, they're at the line shooting too.
Just their third and fourth free throw attempts. Kenny McMillan has 10. First is missed by Bridget Martin, who has 2 points. Super with three fouls and 14 points for Governor Mifflin. Second opportunity, foul line left. That is no good.
Lane violation.
Yeah, I believe it was on Saunders. Got a little anxious on the low blocks. Now you're leaving points. Hop the score sheet at one end. You're given a chance for an extra point here with that at the other end. And they do convert.
Yep.
Martin hits the free throw.
Exactly.
Three-point game. 9 seconds. You can tie with a three. It's Claire. 5 seconds. Saunders underneath. Good catch by Miller. Finds a cutter. And it's Claire with a layup. She beats the buzzer. That was well done by the Big Macs.
Excellent finish to the half, but still down 1 point. Going to talk about it at halftime.
We were down one after one.
Yeah, same.
It's a one-point lead for Governor Mifflin at halftime. We'll step aside. It is the Mustangs 21, the Big Macs 20. We're watching coverage of the PAAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS. Also, you're tuned in on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Welcome back to Ken McMillan, 21-20. Governor Mifflin, the Mustangs are the eighth-place team from District 3. Ken McMillan, the WPL champions from District 7, with Tom Drakely, Bob Workless. Pretty good first half. Bella Super, 14 points for three fouls. I'm going to go back to the pun, Tom. By tomorrow, when we're in Hollidaysburg, you'll be used to my punning. But Super is fantastic.
Oh, she's played excellent. She has, and she has made three deep threes, I believe. And every one of them she's been contested, but she's made them. So you have to, shake her hand on that. I mean, you can't do anything about it. But she's got 14 points, averages close to 20 a game. Big Macs, they have got to make their layups, Bob. The difference in this game right now between them being down a point and maybe up 8 to 9 is they have missed at least 7 easy, easy layups.
Definitely a factor in this one-point deficit for Cannon McMillan. Just 4 players have scored for the Mustangs. 14 for Super, 3 for Martin, 2 apiece for Case and Reniger, but 7 for the Big Macs. We talked about the depth. That is an advantage for Cannon McMillan, but they're still down a point.
Well, they're down a point, but I still wouldn't feel too bad about that because I really believe they're going to make the inside shots. They're going to clean that up. And if they continue to guard Super by not allowing her to touch the basketball, which they have been successful at times, they'll be okay. But again, got to clean up the misses.
Went to the changeup where they've been mostly stanted, but when Ross came off the bench, face guarding Super. Point-wise for the Big Macs, 5 for Claire, including the buzzer-beating layup before halftime, 5 for Saunders, 4 for Barella, 2 for Stanton, 2 for Urso, 1 apiece for Miller, and 4 for Bobitsky. We'll step aside. We'll tell you more about the first half, get you ready for the second half. And if you're a W&J fan, I've got good news for you.
Great news.
When we come back, you're watching coverage on NFHS and also listening on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more games, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Canada McMillan. If you're watching this one, Sue Donaldson is very popular with Tom Drakely. Bob Work was mentioned this is 50 years of Canada McMillan basketball, and they've brought back some former players who are lined up across the left baseline, and they are honoring those said players here at halftime, which is a great job by Canada McMillan to do that, Tom.
Absolutely, keeping the interest in basketball, but got to get a win here. You want to keep this thing going. And right now, this is anybody's game. I mean, you got to tip your hat to Governor Mifflin. They have made some tough shots. I mean, well, Super has made some super shots.
Yes, she has.
She's been outstanding.
Well, I promise you this news.
Yes.
If you're a WNJ fan, Tom's happy. It's his alma mater.
Yes, sir.
WNJ 82, Mount Union 77. The men's basketball team gets a victory in the first round of the Division III tournament.
Against a good Mount Union team. And I'll tell you what, I received, as we were broadcasting, two texts, one from John Sacco and one from my son who played for WNJ, Matt, and he said, you're not going to believe this, and gave me the score. So I was right with you on the good news.
You may call him the great John Sacco. That would not be inaccurate.
Oh, tremendous. I'll tell you what, he is the great John Sacco. And I'm reading his articles in the newspaper. He's just tremendous. What an outstanding writer he is, and so good for the community and people that know. And I've known John for a long, long time. He's a fine man.
Before we step aside, we saw one adjustment, right?
Yes.
The face guard and kind of the box in one. What kind of adjustments can we expect in the second half?
Well, I think concentration on easy baskets. You've got to score inside. They're getting great looks. And when you get good looks, you've got to keep going back to those. But you got to tell your guys, hey, we have to make these. You keep missing these, you're letting this team stay right in this game.
So it is a 120 lead for the Governor Mifflin Mustangs here at halftime over Canada McMillan. We'll step aside second half. Comes your way next. It is the WJPA Sports Network. It's all presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta.
It is. We can overcomplicate this game, and it comes down to the basics. It's all about fundamentals, and I truly believe if they start making those good in, if they keep getting good quality looks and they start making them, they'll be right where they want to be. But right now, they haven't demonstrated they can do that. Now, is that the hangover effect? I don't think so. It's just, it's basketball, and it happens.
If it was Tuesday after the championships, maybe.
Yes.
The key is right, they're getting the looks.
Yeah, that's
you got to continue to get the looks. They had numerous chances.
Exactly. And if you're Coach Fontana, you say, hey, keep guarding, but let's keep working that offense to get good looks. Looks like they're in a zone here now.
Ken McMillan right to left for the second half. And the white, blue, and gold. Jumper from the right elbow is no good. Rebounded underneath and a foul. Madison Clare will go to the line.
And they got a quality look. Good job by Madison Clare to get the offensive rebound. She will shoot too.
They've had several chances at second chance points.
Boy, they have.
We're going to keep it right here. So Eric can take a breath over there. Doing a great job, Eric Bennett, producing this broadcast on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network. Six for Clare. Missed her first three. That's miss. Good rebound. Saunders has been great on the boards, but she hasn't knocked away. And the Big Macs fighting for it. It's loose. Got tied up in Saunders' foot. That's going to give possession over to Governor Mifflin.
Well, they ruled that she kicked the basketball, and so they're giving possession to Governor Mifflin.
So inbound baseline right once again with Brooklyn George.
I'll tell you what, Coach Mike Clark changing up his defenses. He's doing a pretty good job to keep his team right where they need to be.
Inbound to the Super. She tries to break it down on the right side. Spins, window, and down.
Wow, you got to double her. You cannot allow her to go one-on-one. You have to put another player on her.
Timeout for John Fontana. The Big Macs, a full timeout. We'll step aside as well. This is PIAA basketball on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back at Kennedy McMillan High School, down five now the Big Macs, their biggest deficit. After the timeout, they've got it. Four court left on the wing, right wing Stanton. Claire and Stanton play catch. Right wing three for Stanton. Side iron, no, long rebound deflects to the backcourt. Tracked down there by Madison Claire. Up the floor, Saunders. She'll go up. Way strong, though. Ball's on the floor, grabbed by Brooklyn George. Turns it over, though. And it's Barella looking for a teammate. Finds Miller. Underneath, good pass to Claire. Off the assist from Saunders for the layup.
Well, there you go. Maybe that'll get him jump-started. And I'm telling you, Bob, if Super starts driving, I'd get another player on her. I'd double-team her because she's not passing the ball. She's shooting.
Entry pass on the opposite box and a foul. Brooklyn George will shoot two. We'll step aside. It's the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
First free throw good for George. Second for the junior, also good. Her first 2 points. The lead back to five for Governor Mifflin at 28-23.
Yeah, I don't like the direction of this game, Bob. I don't feel good about things right now.
Kenna McMillan will pass it out. Urso is back in. Near side, face Saunders. From the left baseline, back out to Urso. Right side, Miller. There's Claire. Was 8 points to lead the Big Macs. Miller, that's deflected. Right back to Miller. That's not a good pass. Martin knocked it away. Here's Super. Euro stepping and scoring. She's got 18.
Wow. Big Macs are digging a hole. Might be hard to get out of.
Well, to the left wing. They're going to save that. They do at half court. Good hustle by Miller to Urso. Underneath, there's another layup miss, but Claire has the miss, but she lost it. And in transition comes Reniger. And what's the call?
Well, one official called a charge, and I think the other official's calling a block. Oh,
it,
my.
It's a block. It'll be two free throws.
Yes, it will.
For Reniger. Back after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Ball deflected away as we're back. Well, the kids nowadays, the saying is, ball don't lie.
No.
And Redinger missed both free throws.
Yeah, she did.
Because I thought I saw a charge called initially on that as well.
Yeah, the trail official had a charge called, but they overturned it.
7-point deficit, the biggest. Big Macs need a basket. Foul line jumper. That rattles in for Brooke Stanton. She has four.
Again, they're getting quality shots. They got to make them.
Super stops at half court, trying to get past Stanton. Switch by Bobitsky. Bobitsky's on. Looks like Super got hit in the nose.
Yeah, she did.
Or the eye.
She did, in the nose.
Driving a left baseline and a push. I believe that's Brooke Stanton. It is her second personal.
They are calling every touch foul, and you've got to be aware.
Well, they've been consistent, right?
So they have.
As a player, you got to realize that.
Yeah, and you have to recognize it. I have no problem with that. I mean, if you're going to call it, you got to adjust.
Stack at the foul line. Super around the big screen.
Oh, my goodness.
From the volleyball line, it's short. Bobitsky rebounds.
How deep was that, Bob?
That's from the attack line, which is 5 to 7 feet beyond the arc. Long jumper at the other end by Bobitsky, no good. Claire fights for the rebound, and Claire's called for the foul as Redinger gets the rebound for the Mustangs. Should be two on Claire.
Big Mac still down five.
That's at least 25 feet.
Wow.
That is supreme confidence.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she was a little short on that one.
Super around the screen. It's Urso on her. Super at the elbow, the right elbow. Martin to the left side. That's a three that's no good. Who gets the rebound? Big Mac's get it on the baseline. It's Barella. Excuse me, Urso. Stanton on the left wing. Claire will drive, and she's fouled by Brooklyn George. Madison Claire will shoot two. As we'll step aside, it's the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Claire missed the first foul shot, second. Front rim and in, she's got nine. The thing about this, Tom, is that as uneven as the Big Macs have been offensively, it's a four-point game, a two-possession
game. Right, it's only a two-possession game, but you don't get a positive feel.
Long three, no good. That's Bridget Martin, rebounded by Saunders.
Yeah, great block out by Faye Saunders.
Well, they had Stanton behind the D, couldn't find her. Claire with a three, no good. From the left wing, rebounded by Bella Super. The other thing is you've had tons of chances, too. There's Martin splitting. No. Another rebound by Saunders. Faye Saunders has been great on the boards tonight for the Big Macs. Oh, you got to be aware of that from behind.
Yep.
Ursa was not a steal for Martin.
Yeah, that was a bad turnover. That was an opportunity. They had a numerical advantage and turned the basketball over.
30-24, or 26, excuse me, four-point game. Governor Mifflin, forecourt left with the basketball. Martin in the high post. Let that deflected, but it comes to Brooklyn George. Back to Martin. Her shot, no, but a late close by Claire. And another foul against Madison Claire. Another break for us on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Martin made the first, missed the second. Another rebound for Saunders. 5-point game here with 1:45 to go, third quarter. Urso comes to the near side of Stanton. Back to Urso, almost stolen by Martin. Got to be more careful with that basketball.
Their passing has not been good.
Left side three, that's partially blocked. Saunders, another rebound, missed the layup. Now Reniger has it, tied up by Saunders. Possession arrow favors the Mustangs.
Well, I tell you, Faye Saunders has had numerous opportunities on second shots. She rebounded, but can't get the ball up to the rim. They're in a dogfight here, Bob.
They certainly are, 31-28, as we'll see Kinsey Gebhardt come back in for the Mustangs.
Well, the one thing you want to do if you're a Kanemak player is do not get frustrated. Steer the course, continue to play solid defensively, get rebounds, keep working hard. Lots of time left in this basketball game.
Even though you're up, you had a big pushback from Norwin, who got within four.
Absolutely.
So you got to be aware of that. Still 5 points. It's a two-possession game. Late third quarter. Left side, it's George. Back out. Super gets a rest here late in the third quarter now for the Mustangs.
And part of that is to hope she doesn't pick up that fourth foul.
She negotiated most of this third quarter with those three fouls. Martin is the go-to now with Super on the bench. She'll drive and fake, and she's fouled by Saunders.
Yeah, they were holding the basketball a little bit too. Saw the opportunity to drive, and Martin's going back to the free throw line.
Bridget Martin. By the way, Bella Super's career total is number one in Berks County. Martin,
wow.
Again, 1,000-point scorer.
That's a lot of points.
Martin and Super juniors.
I know. Good
you're
luck.
You're looking at 1,200-1,300 for Martin and possibly 2K for Bella Super when they're done.
That's impressive.
First free throw is good for Martin. She's got 5 points in this contest. Second is also good. She's 4 of 6 from the free throw line, Bridget Martin. The lead is 7. That ties for the biggest for the Mustangs. 3 from Miller, got it. Bangs it home on the right wing. That's a big tray.
That's a huge basket. They needed that for their confidence because you could just see their head starting to go down. But that was a big bucket.
Even if you don't get a wraparound possession, you get a stop. That is a huge bucket for Sam Miller. Got the crowd back into it as well. Martin top of the key with 20 seconds left. Guarded by Miller. It is Brooklyn George driving on the left side. That's knocked away, out of bounds. Still in play. Oh, the big backs. Great hustle.
Yeah, nice hustle.
Lauren Barella.
Oh, boy. How about that? She almost got to that basketball.
We're seeing the video replay of the tray, but she didn't quit. This is smart, right, with 9.4?
Absolutely.
Not a foul. You bring Super in.
Yeah, bring her in for
Coach
the
Clark.
Offense.
Of course, he's got 333 career wins, so he knows a thing or two about this great game.
He's won a lot of games, so he knows what he's doing. Don't let her get the basketball.
She got it. She's double-teamed, though. Dish has turned it over.
5 seconds left.
So you got a chance for the Big Macs.
Well, and that's why you double-team her.
She tried to flip it to Reniger, turned it over into her bench, and then out goes Super. In comes Gebhardt.
Well, and you got to be alert to the clock. You got plenty of time to get it up and get a quality shot off.
You can also roll it halfway because they don't have four court.
She better go. Got to go.
It's Barella. 3 seconds.
Go.
2 seconds.
Got to shoot.
Miller. Nope. Too late.
Ah.
But she had the big three late. We'll head to the fourth. It is Governor Mifflin, 33, and Kenna McMillan, 29. It's coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS, also on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy?
In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Big Max had the basketball down four. There's a three. And another one for Sam Miller. She's hot. It's a one-point game.
She picked a great time to make her first two threes tonight, Bob.
One late in the third, one early in the fourth. 33-32 Mustangs.
One-point game. Now they can play to win this game.
Seven for Miller. Her first two field goals, the two threes. Super drive. And a late whistle, a late close. Four now on Faye Saunders. Two free throws for Bella Super. It's three on Saunders. They have three. I have four.
Yeah, I have three for Faye as well.
Three, we'll go with that. But it's tacked her up with one unintentionally. Whoa. Super misses.
Yeah, Super is. She's Super, but on that one, she missed.
She's got 18 to lead all scorers. Right close to her season average. She's fantastic junior. Missed them both.
Oh, my gosh. How
about
that?
She's human.
Well, yeah, that's the first time you can say that about her. She's played so well.
Entry pass. It is Claire. Right blocks off the window, no. Backside rebound by Brooklyn George.
Another quality shot. Just shot it too hard off the backboard.
Up the floor. Martin crosses over. Drives. Too strong on the left. Good rebound by Madison Claire. Another chance to retake the lead for the Big Macs. Barella winds her way up. Miller on the left wing, back out to Borella. Drop step. It is Stanton driving, addition. Near side it comes to Miller. Her three!
Oh!
Again, Sam Miller. This time from the left wing.
Three in a row by Sam Miller.
Big Macs have the lead, 35-33.
The crowd's going nuts.
We'll take a break. Big Macs by two on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Big Max in the huddle. Welcome to the party, Sam Miller.
Oh, my goodness. You know, she hadn't made a shot the whole game. What a perfect time to make three in a row, huh?
We said they're uneven. Sam Miller's on the video screen right now with three trays, one late in the third, two early in the fourth. 35-33, 6:43 left.
And she's a streak shooter. And when you make a couple, boy, you feel really good about your shot.
So Miller headed to W&J.
I know Coach DeRubo will luck that. Another turnover.
Bridget Martin just not concentrating. Took her eye off the basketball.
Now, this is an opportunity to get that basketball down to your bigs and knock this shot in. Don't need a three unless you're Sam Miller. If she's open, she can shoot it. Anybody else, don't force it.
It's Claire on the right side. Saunders in the high post, near side. That's Lauren Borella. Back out to the right wing, Saunders. She'll drive to the left side, bouncing down low. Reset Borella. Tried a little awkward pass and a bad angle. Trying to find Claire, good idea. Just the execution a little bit off.
What she did was left her feet. If she stays on her feet, she can pivot and regroup.
Spoken like a true coach.
Well, and Coach Fontana said, it's okay, get back in guard.
Forecourt right for the Mustangs. Super face guarded by Stanton. And the switch now with Miller. Way out high. Super. Back to Martin. She walked. Travel, yes.
Yes.
She was on the right blocks and up on the left blocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great call. I'll tell you what, officials have done a really good job, been very consistent, and when mistakes are made, they get it. They're right on top of it.
Another possession for the Big Macs, leading by two.
They're out of that zone now, which is what Canamac wants. They can get to their inside game off of their cuts.
Saunders, hand off. It's Claire. Flip it to Miller, back in to Claire. Goes up and under. She draws the foul.
Madison Claire, beautiful move on the up and under. Patient with it, didn't rush it, scored, and she gets a foul shot.
Someone who may or may not be setting to my right said, get it to your bigs.
That's what did I say, get it to the bigs.
11 for Claire, the and one. This four-point lead is the biggest for the Big Macs at 37-33. Make it 38-33.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to see them execute like that. Got to stay on. I double-team her.
They
take
do.
The bear to steal.
It is. The steal by Saunders. Left side layup, no. Rebound. The putback is up and in for Lauren Varela. As we near 5 minutes to go, the Big Macs are up seven. Long three, no good by George. Rebounded by Sam Miller.
Don't look now, but the Big Macs have taken control of this basketball game. Don't need to rush things here, kids.
Varela turns it over. Stolen by George. Here is Super in transition. She'll spin and score.
Man, is she something. I'm telling you.
She is smooth as silk.
Oh,
she's got 20.
She's really good. And again, Bob, you didn't have to rush that possession. Came down, and the pass was just not a very good pass.
Well, you said don't rush it, right?
Yeah.
They got a little...
They just
too jittery on the near wing.
That's recognizing clock and score. You're up 7 points. Why do you need to come down and run it down? Hey, take some time off that clock. Let them chase you. That's when you'll get your easy buckets.
You've worked, right, for the most part, and not chasing a big score, but you've been chasing the score, Tom.
Absolutely.
For most of the game.
Absolutely.
Until this fourth quarter.
And they get the lead. Now you can run the game in your tempo and in your possessions. Now, I think one of the things you're going to have to be careful about here, Bob, they're going to put some full-court pressure on. That would be my guess. And so Ken McMillan has to be sure that they're number one expecting it, and number two, they're in the right positions to break pressure.
I haven't seen that a lot full-court-wise.
I saw it on
the Mustangs.
I've seen it in several tapes that I watched on them. They will go pressure, but they can give up some easy baskets against it, too. So I think they're going to come at some pressure. I'll be surprised if they don't.
Yeah, the winner of this one gets either Alderdice.
Yeah, they're picking up a little
Shane
quicker.
Claire.
Yep.
Yeah, at half court. And Super's actually, here they come now. With that pressure.
Get the ball to your ball handlers, Lauren Varela.
Varela's fronted by Bridget Martin. John Fontana, right?
Yep.
Sees what they bring. He takes the timeout.
No, that's
the chess match.
It is a chess match, isn't it? Been a great game.
It's a 5-point lead for Kenny McMillan, 40-35 with 4:43 left. Big shooting here in the second half, mostly the fourth quarter, late third by Sam Miller. She has put the Big Macs in front, and one for Madison Claire here in the fourth quarter.
Well, in two games now, she has made a total of 7 threes. She made 4 threes early at the Peterson Event Center to give them the momentum, and now to get the momentum back, she made 3 here for the Big Macs in this fourth quarter.
All of her points in the WPL Championship game. From beyond the arc.
That's correct. Well, John Fontana saw that they weren't quite set, and he called the timeout to get them in the right offensive set against this pressure. Got to move. Got a hand. Got to the ball. Threw it away.
They threw it away. They tried to get it to Claire. The inbound from Varela. Claire came in. The ball went out. That's a forced turnover.
Yeah, that's a bad one. That's a bad turnover. All right, you got to be solid defensively here.
Find 11. Saunders has her at the right elbow.
Yeah, find her and don't lose her and double team her if she begins to drive and spin. Do not take your eyes off of her.
George has it on the left wing. Brooklyn George hands it off to Martin. She'll try to drive left side. Lost the basketball. Good defense by Sam Miller. Transition and a foul. Coming down the left side was Varela. I believe Reniger is going to get that personal. It is Saray Reniger.
Well, I tell you what, that was a great steal by Lauren Varela. the West Lib candidate. She's going to West Liberty next year.
Yeah, Division II basketball.
That's a big-time basketball Division II level. And she made a big-time play. Now I got to knock the free throws down.
First two foul shot attempts for Barella in this one. She's got four points. She's stuck on four. She's the leading player assist-wise for Kenna McMillan on the year, plus five a game. Foul line left, second opportunity for Lauren Barella. She missed them both.
Oh, boy.
Rebounded by Reniger. That takes a little bit of air out of it.
It sure does. You got to make those.
Winner at halfway, point of three for George.
Oh, boy.
Splash for Brooklyn George, her first tray.
Here we go.
Two-point game. Here we go indeed. Barella off the floor, beats the pressure. Hands it off to Miller for three. Back rim, no. Rebounded Reniger. Knocked away. Saunders saves it on the baseline. Gets it into Claire. She spins. That's blocked. Saved in by Stanton, but she throws it in to Brooklyn George. Super up the floor. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Miller off the miss from Jatiah Case. That was a good pass by Super.
It really,
really
was.
Really unselfish. Yep. Really should have tied the game at 40.
Should have. They missed an easy bucket. Governor Mifflin now, they have three team fouls. Two more. Big Macs go to the line. But, man, when you get a chance to go to the line, Bob, you got to make those foul shots.
John Fontana takes a timeout. We will as well. 40-38, Ken McMillan. 3:41 to go. In quarter number four of the WJPA Sports Network, it's presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back at Kenna McMillan High School, Bob Work was Tom Drakely. 40-38 Big Macs. They've got a right baseline inbound in the backcourt with 3:41 left in quarter number four.
Well, and I like that set. Now they can inbound it, get it to, well, be careful with this basketball.
Get it into the forecourt to Urso. Saunders will drive. Back to Urso. She wants a clear out. Hands it off to Saunders. Back to Urso. Miller. Oh, no. Miller. Miller and Claire were on the left wing, and they turned it over. Super at the other end. Off the window. Front rim. No good. Another rebound. Faye Saunders. Fantastic on the glass.
She has been excellent. When there's a rebound to be had, she gets it. There you go. Layup. Oh, foul.
They got it to Stanton. She was fouled by Brooklyn George, and Brooke Stanton will shoot two.
How about the nice pass by Bella Urso? Great look, great pass.
14 fouls now against the Mustangs. Stanton has 4 points, 2 for 2 tonight at the foul line for the sophomore. And she's been fantastic, primarily guarding Super in that junk defense. She misses the
I'll tell you what,
first free throw.
The free throw shooting.
I'll take the heat for that.
Not very good tonight for Cannon McMillan. It is hurting right now. Unofficially, I'm 8 for 16. Not good enough.
We talked about it, right? How they
yeah, we
good
did
in the semifinals and in the title game.
Oh,
second
got
one,
that one
falls in off the front rim.
They needed it.
Three-point game. 41-38.
Got to double this kid. Can't let her get to the rim.
It's no good, but she's fouled by Urso on the switch. Not a shooting foul either.
Well, that was good because had she gone into that shot motion, could have got an and one.
Super has 20, and I was going to say Stan has done a great job just face guarding her.
Oh, she really
has. She has 20, but that's how good Bella Super is. There's a foul on Sam Miller.
Yes.
Three team fouls now against the Big Mac.
Little bump on Miller.
Right baseline inbound for Brooklyn George. 41-38 Big Macs. We're at 2:59 here in the fourth quarter. Inbound to Super on the right wing. Step back three. Strong. Rebounded by Miller.
Well, that was a really forced shot that time by Super. Not a very good one. And Cannon McMillan, if she's going to shoot those, they'll be happy with
correct
that.
Correct. You'll take that. 3-point game. Maybe patience against the zone.
Well, I'd go a little patient, but I'd take care of that basketball. Don't put it above your head.
Oh. Be careful. Martin flashes out. It's back to Madison Clair. That's finds Miller somehow. That's a dangerous pass, but Saunders, no. Rebound by Urso. Big second chance. Urso is knocked to the floor, and Bella Urso will shoot two.
Bella Urso. Great contributions. You know, she made that bad cross-court pass, but she's made up for it. And if she can knock these two free throws down, she will be a hero tonight.
Urso has 2 points. First free throw attempts for the sophomore Bella Urso. No good.
Tell you what, the free throw shooting, it's killing me. 9 for 18.
Even though it's internal, it's killing John Fontana.
Oh, you know it is. You know it is.
He's doing a good job of keeping it inside.
Well, he always does.
Got to make the second. It's no good. Rebounded by George. Talked about missed layups in the first half. A block called against Sam Miller on the drive by Bridget Martin.
That's a bad call. That's a bad call. We just saw the replay here, folks. That's a charge all day long.
She was set.
Oh, my goodness.
Right at the end line, the baseline for volleyball.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Feet were set. Two free throws for Bridget Martin and a 3-point game.
Yeah.
First is good. I was going to say, Tom, free throws, missed layups in the first half, and now missed free throws in the second half for the Pikmin.
Canamax missed 4 free throws in a row. I mean, that's not good, and they've made. She can make, Martin can make her second. It's 2 in a row.
She misses. Faye Saunders. She's cleaning the glass. We had a Windex award. It's hers.
No question.
41-39. 2 minutes left.
Got to be careful with the basketball. Take good care of it here.
Urso will drive and dish. Saunders is fouled by Bella. Brooklyn George, her third. That was a good entry pass from Urso on the right side.
How about Urso? She takes the drive and catches the cutter. Faye Saunders going down the lane. Now, Faye Saunders, you got to go to this line. Your teammate needs you to make foul shots. I know people listening probably think, well, is it that big of a deal? Absolutely. These are free shots. And normally a pretty good free throw shooting team, Cam McMillan.
Free throws. The word free is operative right there.
That's correct.
By the way, Brooklyn George, the junior, fouls out with 5 points with 1:55 left. So, Kinsey Gebhard, really, this is the Mustangs only go really 6 deep. First free throw, good for Faye Saunders.
You know, Faye Saunders, she's a quality free throw shooter. I've seen several games where she knocks every one of them down.
This is the second rebound tapped and grabbed by Brooke Stanton. Bounces it to no one, though.
She didn't have to do that.
She had help coming to her on the left baseline. It is a 3-point game for the Big Macs. Martin at the other end gets fouled by Stanton. She could tie the game at the free throw line. 9 for Martin and 10 is pending.
Boy, just uncharacteristic plays by the Big Macs. I mean, Brooke Stanton, all she had to do was dribble it out. She didn't have to try to throw that pass.
Even if she turns, right, she has help coming.
Yes, she had no reason to panic.
It was great hustle.
Yes, it was.
42-41. 42-41, it's missed. Martin misses, Stanton rebounds. Oh, careful on that pass. Deflected to Claire. She'll drive from left to right. Missed it. Who gets the rebound? It's loose. And it's tied up. And the arrow gives the ball to Governor Mifflin.
Wow. What a game.
Barella comes back in for the Big Macs. Another shot in close.
Oh, my goodness.
Missed by Cannon McMillan. 1:28 to go.
If they hold on and win.
All right. Tom, you got a minute.
Yes.
Let's shine the spotlight on Tom Draper. Go in each huddle. Give us the conversation.
If I'm talking to Cannon McMillan, I'm strictly identifying defense right now. You know, let's make sure we're aware of where Super is. If she begins her drive, let's make sure we pay attention to her. If she spins, send a second defender. If we get the ball back, You do not have to rush. You have a one-point lead. No threes. Take the threes out of there. Keep the ball moving and cut hard and cut sharp. If I'm Governor Mifflin, I'm saying, hey, we have an opportunity here. Let's run our offense. Let's try to get a shot or a drive. That's what they've been doing. They run that little dribble handoff. They don't run a lot of screens for us. They do it all off the dribble. So you have Martin and Super. You'd want one of those two players to make the drive or take the shot. We'll see how it plays out here.
42-41, Kenny McMillan, a minute 28. That's an eternity.
It is. There's a lot of time. And the good news for Canamac, they do have a one-point lead. It could be at least five if they'd make some free throws. Wow. What a game.
It's been a fun one in the first round of the state playoffs. Again, yeah. It is Upper St. Clair at Alderdice. That's opposite of this. That game's tipping off at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Our work was Tom Drakely, Eric and Brandon Bennett, Cam Pritz as well, our crew tonight. Winner of this one gets the winner of that one.
Well, and here we go.
And that is Tuesday, March 10th, next week. That's Martin to the corner. That three is blocked. Not sure they wanted that from Gebhardt. It was blocked by Sam Miller. Up the floor, wide open, Stan. Layup is good.
Big steal, big rebound by the Big Macs, and a layup. Got to stay on her.
Super. She'll drive. She's fouled. No good on the right blocks. She will shoot two. 44-41, Kenna McMillan.
If she has the ball in her hands, you have to send another player early at her, not giving her a chance to get that momentum. And she does that excellent spin dribble. Hard to guard, Bob.
Makes the first. She had her first two free throws, missed her next two. She's got 21.
Such a good player.
Half of their points.
Such a good player.
She is. Give her 22 now. Makes it a one-point game, 44-43.
Well, we're under a minute.
Yep. There's the half-court pressure.
You got to get it over. You got to get it over.
It's knocked away out of bounds.
Well, that helps Cannon McMillan because they were coming up on that 10-second violation.
Too close to it.
Yes.
Side in.
Got to get the ball in Lauren Barella's hands. All right, we're going to have a timeout.
We'll take a break. 44-43. Cannon McMillan, 50.8 seconds to go. It is the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Side in, Brooke Stanton on the near sideline. Well, they cut, they find, that's a good job to find Claire to Barella, as you called for.
Absolutely.
45 seconds.
You want the ball in Barella's hands as much as possible. Be very careful. You don't have to shoot. Oh, that's intentional. That has to be intentional.
They're going to talk about it.
They better talk about it.
Brooke Saunders at the logo. Brooke's.
That's an intentional foul. She shoved her. That is intentional.
They do not call it intentional.
How can you not call that an intentional foul?
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
There's a shove.
That's not a good call. Sorry. They were good up until the last couple calls that I've seen. The charge that should have been a charge, and that was an intentional foul.
Foul line left for Brooke Stanton, first good.
Nothing but net.
She's made two in a row here in the fourth quarter, up to 8 points.
Brooke's an excellent free throw shooter. A lot of confidence in her shot.
45-43, this one makes it a three-point game. Yes. Here comes Super, picked up by Stanton. Crosses over, step back three. Got it!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow.
Holy smokes.
That's a heck of a shot.
So he's on the right wing. She cuts, she crosses over, step back for about 20. It's all net.
Well, they gave
25
her,
points.
Gave her too much space. Gave her too much space, Bob. I don't understand it. Oh, boy. Well, here we go.
That's now 1,299 career points for Bella Super.
She knows how to score. She's not afraid of the moment either.
Folks, she's a junior.
Yeah. My goodness gracious.
I'll have to peek in, if I can remember, to see where Bella Super will play her college basketball, because she's playing somewhere.
Oh, my. She's pretty good. She has an excellent shooting touch. She can drive it. She's a little old school in her with the spin moves, but I like the way she plays. Well, Big Macs have to do two things. Number one, they got to get the ball
in
bounds.
That's correct. Read my mind right there.
And number two, no turnovers. And three, let's get a shot to win this thing. Whether it's at the foul line, whether it's an open look, they got to play to win, not to lose. Play to win it.
29.6, tied at 46.
Oh, boy.
Right baseline in the backcourt for the Big Macs. It'll be Stanton to inbound. She can run the baseline.
I'm telling you, Bob, that was an intentional foul. Should have been two shots in the ball.
We got a foul on Martin. She grabs a hold of Lauren Barella, who will shoot two.
Wow. Now, are you going to pick up Super with two players? Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many timeouts the Big Macs have left, but if she makes both of these...
One for the Big Macs.
Okay.
None for the Mustangs.
Boy, do you use it? That's the thing. If you're John... Now, that they shouldn't have allowed that because they're out of timeouts.
These have put two on the blocks, which he did now.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have allowed him to go over to their coach and have a miniature timeout there. Oh, boy. Way off. Not even close. All right.
Barely grazed the side iron for Barella.
Come on, Lauren. You got to knock this in.
Following left, Barella for the one-point lead. Got it. 47-46.
Here we go. Got to be solid.
Martin driving, stepping, missing. Rebound on the floor. Saved by Martineau.
No.
She stepped on the baseline.
19 seconds. Well, again, Big Macs have to inbound the basketball.
How about Faye Saunders down to the bench? Let's get another guard in. She gets Urso in. Puts Urso in as a ball handler. They get it in. Comes back. They play catch. It's back to Miller. Up the floor. Claire Miller in the forecourt. 12 seconds. Flips it over. Careful. Martin fouls. Madison Claire near half court. Claire will shoot two.
Boy, that pass was a little iffy there, wasn't it, Bob?
Right.
I mean.
I don't think I was the only person in this gym holding my breath on that pass.
I just thrown it across the court, soft. All right, Madison Claire, this is your moment.
9.7. She hit the and one earlier in this fourth quarter. Two straight from the free throw line. First is good. She's got 13.
So solid.
West Virginia Wesleyan.
They're going to like her. She will get better and better. Her game is solid.
Second for a three-point lead. Good. No. There's a lane violation.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Not sure if it was on Claire.
Let's check a look. Let's check. Where? Where's their violation?
Or was it on Stanton? So it's 48-46.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got two on Super, as they should.
Got to double her.
She has it on the near side.
Steal.
Oh, it's a foul.
Oh, no.
It's a foul with 5.9.
Oh, boy.
It's on Madison Claire.
Madison Claire has her fourth.
Two free throws following right for Bella Super. Made two, missed two, made two.
You've got a lot. If she makes them both, she missed it. I'm going to give the fans that one.
48-46. Urso out. Saunders in.
You got to get in the lane, and you got to rebound if she misses this.
Space Saunders gave the win here.
And you got to, you got to be strong right here. If you get a rebound, you got to be really strong with it.
Claris also on the low box. Ball line right for Bella Super. No good. Rebound.
Oh!
Out of bounds off of Claire. 4.7 left for the Mustangs. Foul out or baseline right. Inbound.
Oh, my goodness. This is like a nightmare.
Here's the stack. Last time they did this, Super shot a three.
Can't let her get the ball.
Stanton is right
on
her.
Got a doubler. Got a doubler.
It's off her foot. It's off her foot. It's a turnover for Governor Mifflin.
Oh, my goodness.
With 4.3 left and a two-point lead and a timeout for the Big Macs.
Woo. Let's catch our breath. Holy Moses. What a game.
Can you want any Bennett's get me some oxygen somewhere, please?
Bob, Canemac has not played that well tonight. And if they get away with this, they can feel pretty good about that because, my goodness, the shots they've missed, the turnovers, the free throws. And I defensively letting her get that shot off.
4.3 left, 48-46. Inbound is crucial.
Well, that's the problem. You must inbound the basketball. You have a lot of time. If you don't, 4 seconds is an eternity if you get the ball in the midcourt, which is where they'll get it. So they have to be really efficient on the inbounds play.
Side in, they're stacked at the volleyball baseline. They get it in. It's Claire. 2 seconds. Super hits her. Super hits her again.
That's
no!
It.
The game is over. The game is over. The Big Macs survive in the PAAA first round. Kenny McMillan, 48. Governor Mifflin, 46.
Not their best stuff tonight, but guess what? You win, you advance. Down the stretch, Sam Miller's threes and the ability to get down and play some defense and get rebounds help them finish this game. How about Governor Mifflin never went after Grace Saunders or Madison Clair? I couldn't believe it. You got to go after and try to take the ball.
Survive and advance.
Wow, if we could only have a game like this tomorrow, we may not have voices left.
We may not. Kenny McMillan, 48. And Governor Mifflin, 46. We'll be back to wrap it up on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Back at Kenny McMillan High School, where the exhale is palpable.
It
because
is.
Because Governor Mifflin gave Canada McMillan, the WPL champions, everything they could handle. But the Big Macs survived 48-46, Bob Workwist and Tom Drakely.
They gave them everything. So you have to give Governor Mifflin a 3.5-hour drive. Give them a lot of credit. They came here to win. They didn't come here just to get beat. And I'll tell you, it wasn't the sharpest game Canada McMillan has played offensively. A lot of turnovers, a lot of missed layups, missed free throws. Somehow or another, they found within themselves an ability to get back in the game, take the lead, hold on, and win the game. It was exciting.
Before we talk about the Big Macs, one last shout-out. Bella Super Mustangs, as advertised on.
It is a name we want to keep an eye on next year. What a great player. Oh, my goodness. She's so hard to guard because she can step back and shoot threes from outer limits. She'll shoot from the volleyball line, and then she can take you off the dribble. When you can take a player off the dribble, Bob, when you have that ability to create, you're very difficult to guard.
25 points, 25 of their 46 for Bella Super. Over 1,300 career points now for Bella Super. On the other side, spread it out, Madison Clare and a couple big free throws. Sam Miller, great threes.
Yes.
Morello, big free throw. Saunders, a big free throw, and great on the boards. And Stanton, three of four free throws, in the fourth quarter as well. So you spread it out just enough to get by for the Big Macs.
Well, and that's what they do offensively. They share the load. And they have different players at different moments, can step up and score. They're very balanced from an offensive perspective. But, boy, I'll tell you what, let's give a lot of credit to Faye Saunders on the boards. Love the way she defensively rebounds the basketball.
Great work. By the way, tonight's game, presented under the broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, it's intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. It'll be time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our congratulations going out to our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center. It is senior Sam Miller, a big late three for the Canada McMillan Big Macs in the third quarter, and two big threes, one early in the fourth quarter, which gave him a 35-33 lead. If she doesn't heat up, Tom, Canada McMillan's not playing on Tuesday.
They're going home, exactly. But they needed a spark, and they found one in Sam Miller, and I'm really happy for her. I saw several games earlier in the year, and she missed threes. And you could just tell her she wasn't in a groove. She goes down to the peat, knocks down those four early threes, and carries that right over into that crucial third and fourth quarter and puts Canada McMillan right back in the driver's seat, able to hold on for the big win.
So the Big Macs are now 22-4. The Governor Mifflin season ends at 18-10. Canada McMillan plays Tuesday against the winner of Upper St. Clair or Alderdice. During the regular season, they beat Upper St. Clair 49-36 and then at Upper St. Clair 48-33. Last year in the state playoffs, they beat Alderdice 48-44. That is notable because it was the first ever state playoff win for Canada McMillan.
Well, and when they get their second tonight, and my guess, I don't know what the score is, they're probably going to look to play Alderdice again.
Yeah, that just tipped off at about 7.
Yeah, so we don't know yet, but it could be a rematch of last year.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Great to be alongside of you, Tom.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Hey, let's do that.
Blair County.
Yes, let's
Trinity
do it.
And Hollidaysburg tomorrow.
Let's go, Hillers.
So this game tonight, Canada McMillan and Governor Mifflin, was brought to you on the WJPA Sports Network by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Camera Barlotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By the Day Insurance Agency, They're located on East Main Street in Washington, also on Main Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than half a century of service by Washington Financial Bank. For 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. And by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. From my partner, Tom Drakely, for the Bennetts and Cam Prince, Eric and Brandon, Bob Workwish, a good one in the first round of the state playoffs. Kenneth McMillan, 48. Governor Mifflin, 46. Thanks for watching on NFHS and listening on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Have a great night, everyone.